Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Reshma Tiwari with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls on SCO member countries to unite against entire terror ecosystem. SCO summit culminates with 13 outcome agreements spanning counter-terrorism, climate action and digital cooperation. Prime Minister concludes his successful visit to Uzbekistan and Kyrgyzstan. Nepal floods death toll crosses 1,000. 163 Indian nationals rescued. Search and forensic efforts continue. And in China Masters Badminton, Lakshya Sen, Srikant and Tanvi Sharma to be in action tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called upon member countries of Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO to dismantle the entire ecosystem of terrorist financing, recruitment, radicalization and safe havens. Addressing the 26th SCO summit in Bishkek today, the Prime Minister said there can be no place for double standards on terrorism. Secretary West in the Ministry of External Affairs, C.B. George, in a media briefing said the Prime Minister expressed concern over the ongoing conflicts in different parts of the world.
Prime Minister reiterated that India's position, conflicts and wars cannot be solved on the battlefield. Dialogue and diplomacy are the only way forward. Highlighting that terrorism was a grave threat to humanity, he called for committed action to dismantle the terror ecosystem. He specifically stressed that there should be no double standards whatsoever in fight against terrorism.
Mr. Modi said India had proposed the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Civilization Dialogue Forum last year. He expressed happiness that its first session will be held in India this year. The leaders of the member states also signed the Bishkek Declaration on the 25th anniversary of the organization following the summit in Kyrgyzstan today. Our correspondent reports, India's priorities have found prominent place in the SCO Bishkek Declaration.
The declaration reaffirmed the idea of one earth, one family, one future for developing dialogue. SCO member states strongly condemned terrorism in all its forms and manifestations and said that double standards in combating terrorism are unacceptable. They also called for concerted efforts against terrorism, including the cross-border movement of terrorists. The declaration also stressed greater scientific, technical, and innovative cooperation through active participation of young people, including the SCO Young Scientist Forum, an Indian initiative. Leaders welcomed the SCO Civilization Dialogue Forum to be held in India this year and noted India's initiative of the SCO Young Authors Conclave. The declaration also provides for including English as an official and working language of the SCO. Vikalp Shukla, Akashvani News, Bishkek.
The 26th Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit concluded with 13 key outcomes. The outcomes cover counter-terrorism, climate action, energy, disaster management and digital cooperation. Secretary West informed that the summit approved 4 MOUs and more than 20 decisions.
Besides the Bishkek Declaration, 4 MOUs and over 20 decisions and statements were adopted at the summit in the fields ranging from climate, nuclear safety, energy conservation, and combating drug addiction. India led and supported several initiatives in the Bishkek Declaration, such as English in SCO Charter as the official language, Civilization Dialogue Forum, Young Scientists Forum, and Young Authors Conclave.
The MEA said, addressing the summit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi called for a roadmap for the next 25 years. He stressed the need for concrete outcomes in the areas of security, connectivity, and opportunity. The two-day SCO summit was held at Bishkek in Kyrgyzstan from August 31 to September 1. The death toll from last week's devastating floods in Nepal has crossed 1,000, with authorities recovering 1,003 bodies so far. The National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority of Nepal said Nearly 3,900 people remain out of contact, including 583 foreign nationals. Chitwan and Navalparasi East districts have reported the highest number of recovered bodies. More than 11,800 people have been rescued, while over 21,000 security personnel continue search, rescue and relief operations. Hundreds remain out of contact from hydropower projects along the Bhote-Kashi and Trishuli River corridors. Meanwhile, the External Affairs Ministry said 163 Indian nationals have been rescued so far, with 5 more rescued today. An Indian tunnel rescue team is also continuing efforts at the Chilimay hydropower project, where it has faced restricted access, difficult terrain and marshy tunnel floors. India has also expanded its forensic assistance to Nepal, with teams working with Nepalese authorities on DNA examination and analysis to speed up the identification of victims. Nepal has meanwhile outlined procedures for identifying and repatriating foreign nationals who died in the floods. The process includes postmortems, forensic sampling, DNA profiling and passport verification. The Indian Embassy in Kathmandu will assist families with identification and repatriation. Meanwhile, Nepalese authorities have issued a fresh flood alert for several districts across the eastern, central and western parts of the country, urging people living near rivers to remain vigilant and take precautionary measures. This is Akashwani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian today said Iran is ready to return to a June ceasefire agreement with the United States if Washington does the same. Speaking at the Shanghai Cooperation Organization summit in Kyrgyzstan, Mr. Pezeshkian said Iran would immediately reciprocate if the U.S. honors its commitments under the deal. The agreement called for a ceasefire and 60 days of negotiations, but quickly broke down. Meanwhile, two tankers have reportedly come under attack near the Strait of Hormuz. Britain's maritime authorities say one tanker was hit by 3 projectiles, while another was involved in an incident with military forces. No casualties were reported. No group has claimed responsibility for the attacks. Iran has previously targeted shipping in the strait, while the US maintains a blockade of Iranian ports. An Indian national was among 12 people killed in the latest Russian attacks on Ukraine as drone and ballistic missile strikes hit several cities, damaging residential buildings and civilian infrastructure. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said continued attacks on Odisha and the surrounding region have left thousands of families without electricity. The Indian Embassy in Ukraine expressed deep sadness over the death and said it is in touch with the bereaved family, Ukrainian authorities and the deceased's company. The embassy is providing all possible assistance for the early repatriation of the mortal remains. In badminton, India's leading shuttlers, including Lakshya Sen, Kidambi Srikanth and Tanvi Sharma, will begin their campaigns tomorrow at the China Masters Super 750 in Shenzhen. Top seeds Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty will also lead India's challenge in men's doubles, with Devika Sehag among the other Indians in action. India's Unnati Hooda has already exited the tournament after losing to South Korea's Kim Gao-yoon 10-21-18-21 in the opening round of women's singles. Earlier, the men's doubles pair of Hariharan Amsakarunan and M.R. Arjun retired at the first game interval while trailing China's Chen Bo Yang and Liu Yi 8-11. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi called on SCO member countries to unite against entire terror ecosystem. SCO summit culminates with 13 outcome agreements spanning counter-terrorism, climate action and digital cooperation. Prime Minister concludes his successful visit to Uzbekistan and Kyrgyzstan. Nepal floods death toll crosses 1,000. 163 Indian nationals rescued, search and forensic efforts continue, and in China Masters Badminton, Lakshya Sen, Srikanth and Tanvi Sharma to be in action tomorrow. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. Good night.